Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, January 19th, 2016. Palestinian family members injured due to settlers' attack, and troops invade West Bank communities and kidnap civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian family was attacked on Tuesday by Israeli settlers near the northern West Bank city of Jenin, Palestinian sources reported. According to local sources, all family members were in their car at the Barta'a Jenin Road when they were attacked by armed Israeli settlers. Witnesses told local media that the group of armed settlers came from the Dotan illegal Israeli settlement near Barta'a village. Medical sources said that all family members, including two children, sustained cuts and bruises and were moved to a hospital in Jenin due to the settlers' attack. In other news, Israeli forces kidnapped on Tuesday 16 Palestinians during invasions and home searches targeting communities in occupied West Bank. In Nablus city in northern West Bank, Israeli troops searched and ransacked homes before kidnapping 5 civilians. Meanwhile, 4 more civilians were kidnapped from the nearby city of Jenin. Also in northern West Bank, Israeli troops kidnapped 1 civilian during home searches in Tul Karim city. In southern West Bank, Israeli forces invaded the districts of Hebron and Bethlehem, searched homes and kidnapped 4 from Hebron and 1 from Bethlehem. 2 more civilians were kidnapped during home searches that targeted areas in occupied East Jerusalem, local sources reported. In related news, the Israeli military court in Jerusalem decided to postpone the trial session of Ahmed Manasra, 13, until mid-February. Manasra was critically wounded and his cousin Hassan, 15, was killed by Israeli armed settlers last October after they were accused of trying to stab settlers in an East Jerusalem settlement. A video on YouTube showed Manasra wounded on the ground and settlers attacking him and troops refusing to allow medics from providing him with medical care. According to the Palestinian Political Prisoners Center, PPS, the Israeli army is trying to keep delaying the court of Manasra until he turns 14 this weekend. The Israeli army prosecute Palestinian children from the age of 14 and above as adults. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, January 19th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bamoura.